Our Youth and Children, God Addresses Parents. The work that lies next to our church members is to become interested in our youth, for they need kindness, patience, tenderness, line upon line, precept upon precept. Oh, where are the fathers and mothers in Israel? We ought to have a large number of them who would be stewards of the grace of Christ, who would feel not merely a casual interest, but a special interest in the young. We ought to have those whose hearts are touched by the pitiable situation in which our youth are placed, who realize that Satan is working by every conceivable device to draw them into his net. God requires that the church arouse from its lethargy and see what is the manner of service demanded of them at this time of peril. The lambs of the flock must be fed. The eyes of our brethren and sisters should be anointed with heavenly eye salve, that they may discern the necessities of the time. We must be aroused to see what needs to be done in Christ's spiritual vineyard and go to work. The Lord of heaven is looking on to see who is doing the work he would have done for the youth and children. Church should awake. The church is asleep and does not realize the magnitude of this matter of educating the children and youth. Why, one says, what is the need of being so particular thoroughly to educate our youth? It seems to me that if you take a few who have decided to follow some literary calling or some other calling that requires a certain discipline and give due attention to them, that is all that is necessary. It is not required that the whole mass of our youth should be so well trained. Will not this answer every essential requirement? No, I answer, most decidedly not. What selection would we be able to make out of the numbers of our youth? How could we tell who would be the most promising, who would render the best service to God? In our human judgment, we might do as did Samuel, when he was sent to find the anointed of the Lord, and look upon the outward appearance. The Lord slights none. Who can determine which one of a family will prove to be efficient in the work of God? There should be general education of all the members, and all our youth should be permitted to have the blessings and privileges of an education at our schools, that they may be inspired to become laborers together with God. They all need an education, that they may be fitted for usefulness in this life, qualified for places of responsibility both in private and public life. There is a great necessity of making plans that there may be a large number of competent workers, and many should fit themselves up as teachers, that others may be trained and disciplined for the great work of the future. The church should take in the situation, and by their influence and means, seek to bring about the much desired end. Let a fund be created by generous contributions for the establishment of schools for the advancement of educational work. We need men well trained, well educated to work in the interest of the churches. They should present the fact that we cannot trust our youth to go to seminaries and colleges established by other denominations, but must gather them in where their religious training will not be neglected. God would not have us in any sense behind in educational work. Our college should be far in advance in the highest kind of education. Influence of worldly schools. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. If we do not have schools for our youth, they will attend other seminaries and colleges and will be exposed to infidel sentiments, to cavilings and questionings concerning the inspiration of the Bible. There is a great deal of talk concerning higher education, and many suppose that this higher education consists wholly in an education in science and literature. But this is not all. The highest education includes the knowledge of the Word of God, and is comprehended in the words of Christ, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Encouragement. Though we have come short of doing what we might have done for our youth and children in the past, let us now repent and redeem the time. The Lord says, If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword.